You're listening to The Meaning in the Mess. I'm your host, Ella, and I so appreciate you being here now with me, finding the meaning in the mess together. Today, dear fear. Dear fear, you are a marvelous storyteller, and the most creative kind too. You always have the most interesting ideas of how things could go oh so terribly wrong. He will cheat, I will fail, they will betray me and I will lose everything. They won't like me, I will do something stupid and ruin it all. Everyone I love will hate me and then die. And I get it, because you are right. Things could go wrong. Well, assuming there is such a concept of wrong, which I don't believe in, but you do, and that's okay. In your world, things did go wrong, and they hurt us. In my world, we were always safe, and there are no wrong choices, not one experience that is not in service of us. In my world, failing and falling and losing are just as much part of this human experience as our joy and connection and love and laughter and freedom. Because yes, things could go wrong, but they could also go right. They could teach and surprise us, they could catch us and open our eyes, they could fulfill and excite and nourish and release us. In your world, we are separate and need to protect ourselves from the world and other people. In my world, we are all one and there is no separation. In your world, there are expectations and things we are supposed to do. In my world, I really don't give a fuck about conventions. In my world, I care about love and joy and healing and honesty and freedom more than I care about being understood by everyone. The right people will always get it. And you simply don't build a new world by doing the same things. You build a new world by trying something new, by diving into the vast and beautiful ocean within. I know you are just trying to keep us safe. But I just can't stay safe and small any longer. I'll break open and fly now, and I know you will keep telling your stories. I will never find what I'm looking for. I won't be safe. I won't be loved. I'll be alone and lost forever. I won't have money. I won't be wanted. Nobody will want to listen to what I have to say. But my voice matters. The world needs me to not be guided by you. I know you always expect the worst thing to happen because that's your job and you are damn good at it. It's just that you don't understand that I haven't been placed on this planet by accident. I didn't choose the wrong door when coming here. I have a mission, a purpose, and I won't let anything keep me from following my heart, not even you. And you see, some of your stories really hurt me. I simply don't want to think about them all the time. So I will not allow those harmful stories in my space anymore. This is nothing personal, and I know you are trying to keep me safe. Maybe over time, despite our differences, we could even become friends, you and I. And maybe I could even show you what I mean. Maybe you can feel it too someday. Until then, please know that you are loved. Please know that I hear you and I want you and I thank you, even though I don't always say that. You belong on this journey and you won't get to guide me. See, even you yourself are laughing now because I think we can both agree upon the fact that you are probably not the world's best guide because your job was never meant to be being the guide. You are my protector. And you are allowed to keep doing your job. But I will also do mine. I will choose my heart over and over, and I know you won't always like that, but that's how we can serve our purpose on this planet the best. So hey, take a breath, relax a little, enjoy the ride. Look out the window, the view is breathtaking. You deserve a break, you've been working so hard. I know you don't feel like it yet, But my dear fear, we really are safe now.